Kael Baruch Gedol Daya Hichen Ufal Zarei Chama. It's an olive base, right? You understand? Yeah. So what does it mean? Kael Baruch Gedol Daya. Hashem is Baruch. He's a Gedol Daya. The Das is Gedol. Hichen Ufal Zarei Chama. Heichin was what? Yeah. Fall.
Act.
Perform. He brought into Pa'ula. Oh, yeah. Action. Zohar Rechama.
Raise of the sun.
What's the word Heichin there?
Pet.
I know that's what it means.
Chama's a big name.
What would be wrong if you said, Baruch, Kael, Kael, Baruch, Dol, Deyo, Pa'al, Zohar Rechama. He's looking for a hay, so he picked hay. I just think that's a pella. It says, Hashem prepared the Zohar Rechama. It just, he made it. We're talking about everything else he's made. Tov Yatzar, covered Lishmoy, Moris, Nasan, Samir, Zo. It doesn't say Heichen. Weisdois that even by Hashem, there's a Heichen. When it came to the making the world, it's Heichen, he prepared. Hashem is telling us something about Hachono, to prepare. So let's learn this Rashi. Yisrael says, V'chodesh Hashlishi, L'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was the third month. So what's the third month? Sivan. Sivan. Nisan year Sivan. Vayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Rashi says, Vayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, Rosh Chodesh. So, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they came to midbar Sinai. Rashi brings the Mechilta. Which is say that day. Every time we learn Chumash, it's that day. That day, which day? The day of Rosh Chodesh, they came to Har Sinai. What does it mean, this day? It's the lesson of this day. I'm learning the Chumash in the Torah. This day. Should I say that day? We're talking in the past. We're talking about something that happened. Shiyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. It's telling you that the pasuk went out of his way to say, "Bayom hazeh," the Torah has to be renewed. The perspective of the Torah, as if today it was given. Today it was given. No saying ha Torah. It's in the Lashon of the Hove, present tense. They say Nosan ha Torah. Sounds like Nosan, he's giving the Torah. Now? Today? Tavshin Peyei? He's giving the Torah. Yeah. How do you know he's giving the Torah today? As if he just got it today. He was standing at Har Sinai. It says, that's all in the word, Vayoyim hazeh bo mibar Sinai. Today, Bo Har Sinai. You came to Har Sinai. So a person's attitude, every morning he comes to learn Torah, he has to say, I'm not saying that Torah. I'm already Har Sinai. It's Chachus Har Torah, it's just given today. It's not something that's old. Today it's given. Tzarech lechtov ele bayom ahu, ma bayom hazeh? Shiu divrei Torah chadashim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. Ki'ilu hayom nitnu. So if you would have such a fresh attitude, today I'm getting the Torah. Wow! We'd probably run to the Beis Medrash. It's a mindset. It's telling ki'ilu hayom nitnu. So Reb Tzadik asks, Wait a second. What date are we talking about here? Rosh Chodesh. And when was Torah given? So what do you mean, Kilu Hayom did know? Don't tell me now, Kilu Hayom did. Tell me on the day of Matan Torah. Hayom Azeh Kiblu Adayra. When is it telling me this Chodesh? That you have to feel his conscious. Nearly a week before. That's a problem. You hear the question? You hear something over there? The Torah is telling you that you have to feel his chachos, that today the Torah was given. And when you read that, but the Torah is not given today. The date that the Sayyid Meadid think that the Torah is given today is on Rosh Chodesh. It's a little off, you know? So Reb Tzadik says, you can't have ischachus to something, whatever you want in ischachus, when it's happening. It's already too late. You could only have ischachus if you have a achona beforehand. Before it happens. Spontaneity is great. That's real ischachus, and that's real emotion. When you just spontaneously get up and dance. If it's planned, this time we get up and dance, it's not the same. Okay, guys, time to dance. Let's go. It's not the same. You're not moved. You're not emotionally driven. The moment. Grab the moment. Ischachus has to be beforehand. Ischachus has to be beforehand. When you want to think about trying to be mechadesh, it needs preparation. It needs achona. Says Reb Tzadik, that that's why the Torah is telling you the koyach of ischachus before Matan Torah. You prepare, like we see this halachos shloshim yom kodem l'chag, started getting into it. What are you going to start learning? The halachos Shabbos on Shabbos? Hilchos Yontif on Yontif? You're not going to be prepared to do it correctly. You have to prepare. Prepare ahead of time. So that's why the Torah is telling you you have to feel his chachos at Matan Torah on a few days before Matan Torah. So you can prepare yourself to think, well, I'm going to get the Torah. Prepare. What am I going to do? Getting the Torah, what does it mean to me? It's such a special event. You need days of preparation. You think just graduation happens like this, 1, 2, 3? They make you come down, wear those stupid caps, and walk down to the music. What is ridiculous. Make sure your steps are exactly one like this and this. Everyone doesn't do it right anyway. What's the difference at the end? Someone trips. But you only have to do it beforehand. If you don't practice, what's it going to look like? If you don't prepare, what's it going to look like? So he's telling us a very big yesod. Anything, when you do a mitzvah, needs hachonah. To do it right. Shmon Esrei, we daven Shmon Esrei. Look at the hachonah you have for that. Brachas in the morning. Say psuki dezimra. You're praising Hashem left and right. Every crook and cranny, you're inside there telling what it's Hashem, Hashem. And then you get to the Shtabach, and then you go, oh, Birchas Hashem, Birchas Shema. Then you say, Shema Yisrael, Ramach Evarim. 248 words, Ramach Evarim. Then you say, Gulas Mitzrayim. It says, now you can down Shema Esrei. Without that. Don't you see the difference between davening Shacharis and davening Mincha? There's a difference. You're coming down the stairs, this, the Ashrei, you know, Ashrei means you're supposed to sit down. Someone, I once heard, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha, Oyelah, sit down. Yoshev Yisecha, you say it, sit down. Prepare yourself. When we're here, then you go, Shema Esrei. That's it. I'm not ready for Shema Esrei yet. Yeah, if you're a Sfard, you'll say Korbanos. right? They got a whole, you know, they said it's Korbanos, the Talmid, Tyrus. That's at least a preparation. But that's Litvox, what do we have? You know, right away, Ashrei Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei, like, I'm not ready for this. Hashem, supposed to like Tiftach, I can't open my mouth. I'm not ready for this. Hashem, you open my mouth. It really applies by Mincha. That's good. Needs achana. Everything in life needs achana. When it comes to mitzvah. Hinnini muchunim zumen l'kaye mitzvah zesei. What's the hinnini muchunim zumen? It's a achana. The Ritva says that the reason they're masakin brachas chacham before the mitzvah is it's a hachana. Svasama says, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysov v'tzivonu. Let's say on the tilas lulav. Asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysov, he commanded us, he made us holy b'mitzvaysov v'tzivonu. The prod of the mitzvah, right? Whatever mitzvah you're doing. What does it say, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysov? What you just say? L'keinu malach olam. V'tzivanu. What are you saying, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysov for? A general rule. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes. Shik, Shishonim, and Tosav, you don't need that. V'tzivanu, that's tzivanu. That's what you have to do. I'm commanded to put on tefillin. What do you need? Shik, Kedishonim, and Mitzvah, so the Swastama says, Shik, Kedishonim, and Mitzvah, it's referring to two mitzvahs in particular. Every time you make that bracha, it's referring to two mitzvah tefillah. It's called Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. V'hafez Hashem alakecha. Es Hashem alakecha tira. A mitzvah of Ava and Yira. Nehu Azvas says, you just can't do a mitzvah without Ava and Yira. What's your mitzvah worth? Rote mitzvah, robotic mitzvahs. You're not into it. You're not prepared. The mitzvah has to be with Ava and Yira, says the Svasemis. He says the Zohar calls Ava and Yira Tre Gadfin, two wings. If you don't have wings, you can't fly. The mitzvahs that you do have to have Ava and Yira. To do with Ava and to do with Yira, Bittul, awe of Hashem. When you do the mitzvah and it has the Ava and Yira, then the mitzvahs go to the place where they should go. They make it to the checkpoints as they travel towards the goal, to the Kisei Yaakov. So the Svasem says, the whole binyan of the bracha is a hachana to be ma'ori in you. Guess what? You're doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah needs Ava and Yira. Think for a second, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And then do the mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah if you don't have it. The Zohar says you're missing wings. There's such a thing called hachono. Anything. You don't just fall into the mitzvah. That's not the way. Imagine going on a date and you didn't prepare yourself. Let's go straight from here, from the yeshiva. If they're eating, you got a stained shirt, you don't even change your shirt. Go on to the date. this the woman who you see is not going to be too happy. So you didn't prepare yourself. No. Same thing with the mitzvahs. The chassidim, when they do davening, they have a whole achana for the davening. Yeah, they go to mikveh. Everyone goes to mikveh. Make sure you're tohor, taisus kedusha. Some learn chassidus before davening. Some learn stam before davening. And then the korbanos, and all the he rutsins, and the ribonei lomims, and all the in the sefer called Shari Tzion, they have so many tefillas about tefila. What you have to say, what you should say. The Masok Mitzvah brings a whole bunch of stuff. How before you start davening, you say, my whole goof should be a mekovah for the Shina, and you go through all the Ivarim, that my goof should be your two eyes, and your nose, and your mouth, and your ears, and this. All kavanis. What are they saying so much stuff for? Let's get to the... Come on! Baruch Shama Yishtabach, let's go! Move it! By the time you get finished saying all those things, you get to say, davening is a very important thing. You have to do things that make a person prepare before. It's too late when you want to say, I'm going to start working on kavana. It doesn't happen like that, because it depends on the hachana. A famous word in the lighting of the menorah. There's two halachas with the menorah. There's the hadlaka menorah, and there's what is called the hatova saneiros. Hatova. Hatova means to clean it out. In the mikdash. And there's hadlaka. The hadlaka could be by Yisroel. If somehow we had a long candle and we stood on the outside and we're not a kohen, you could light it from where you are. But hatava could only be done by a kohen. That really don't make too much sense. Because hatava is cleaning it out, preparing it. And hadlaka, that's the mitzvah of the hadlaka. And yet the hadlaka could be done by Yisrael. It's kosher. But the hatava could only be by a kohen. So they bring from that the svarim that you see that hachana is even greater than the maisa mitzvah itself. The hachana is greater than the maisa of the mitzvah itself. The Kedushas Levi asked the question in Agoda, Ilu kervonu lifnei har sinai velona san lanu es ha-toyra dayenu. It's fair. If you brought us to Har Sinai and you didn't give us the Torah, Dayenu, so what do we come to the, what is it all, the Sinai about? If it's not to get the Torah. See, don't get the Torah. Just bring us to Har Sinai, Dayenu. Did you ever see a pshat on that? Ilu kervonu lifnei Har Sinai. The loinas on lona with a Torah, Dayenu. It would have been enough. Good question, though. Kedushas Levi says that Mamet Har Sinai was so big and so pure, and how it, the preparation that Klal Yisrael had for Mamet Har Sinai was so pure that they became so refined in the guf that the Ramach Eivorim and Shasag Yidim could be Masik Kol HaTorah Kula. Just like your body knows what to eat. It knows it has to eat. So you look for how to make food, right? And if no one taught you, you'd figure it out. Why? Because you know that's my life. He says, Yuramach Evom Shasar Gidim know that they have to have food. And you know what kind of food they have to have? The Ramach and Shasar Mitzvahs. If you could purify your guf to the point where it doesn't crave anything outside of Ruchnius, you'd know that every Aver has a particular mitzvah and you'd figure it out. How did Avram know the Torah? From Kaim the mitzvahs. Hashem didn't give him a nevuah. So I'm saying, because they reached the purity of and discipline in their guf to the point where they knew that this Aver is for this, this is for that, and that's for that. That's how they knew. So Lucius Levy says that's what happened at Har Sinai too. They were masik the mitzvah before it was given. So alone our son on the Torah, it's all right. We didn't have to get the Torah that Hashem gave, because we got the Torah through our own madrigas. Just like Avraham Avinu. That's what I saw at Dig. He says, Mamed Har Sinai. It says, the Gemara says that that when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, Poskozu Amosan. Poskozu Amosan, the Zuam of the Nachash, the tumor that the Nachash put into Adam and Chava because of the Eitz Hadas, ceased. So someone made a Dig, Mamed Har Sinai? Why is it called Mamed Har Sinai? But Mamed Har Sinai, Poskozu Amosan. What do you need? Mamed Har Sinai should be Matan Torah. Mamed Har Sinai means the preparation to Sinai. Before the Matan Torah. Before the Matan Torah. The Mamad is like the status, the situation, the Maimed. What kind of Maimed are you going to have? That's before Matan Torah. They reached such a Madrega in the Hachon of a Matan Torah that they could be zechut to the whole Torah before it was even given. They said that's why it's called Mamed Har Sinai. What, the sustaining? Who cares? No, it's not like Omen. It means the Maimed is like the structure, the atmosphere, the Madrega that they reached. So that's important. It's just important for anything. The more Hachana a person has, the greater the mitzvah. The greater the mitzvah. It's a more qualitative mitzvah. Because you thought, you're thinking, what am I going to do? If you don't think about it, then it's just rote. You have to put the brakes on and say, stop, what am I going to do? When I'm learning Torah, coming to the Beis Medrash, think, what am I learning? It's Hashem's Torah. He gave me the Torah. Hashem is giving me a shefa of a chachma, of his chachma. Wow! Then say that the people say a certain tefillah before. He runs it, right? At least you do something. So it doesn't just be regular. You're doing the same thing you did yesterday, the day before, the day before, the day before. You see that Torah has to be as chadish ki'ilu hayoim nidna. That means we got to do things in order to feel ki'ilu hayoim nidna. We got to make things up to feel his chadish. Change. I have so many sidurim for Dami because I don't want to see the same words in the same place. It's like we went to the old city, change the scenery, makes a difference. It's just in a different place. Get a different sitter. I used to have the Shila sitter when I was a kid. I don't know if they make the Shila sitter. They had the printer, whoever prints it up, made big and small. Ashrei was big. The Mizma L'Soida was like a little tiny thing in order to fit in the bottom of the page. What's he going to do? So he made Mizma L'Soida small. So I used to think Mizma L'Soida is not important because it's small. And it says about the Korban Toida that it'll never become bottled, even loss of love. That Korban's going to be. But because the printer decided to print it this way, so that's how I saw it. You got to have, change your sitter. Down from a different sitter. And the words are not the same. So you have to look for the words. Your eyes are so accustomed to it. They'll make you have a hischachus in the davening for that alone. We have to have eitzes to do it with a chiddush, with a change. And this way you have a change. Then you have at least a shaykhus that the mitzvah will improve the quality, become a better mitzvah, You'll put on wings to the mitzvah. It's a little ava, a little yira. Beforehand, that'll make the difference, because the hachona, Hashem, heichinu fo'al z'orei chama. What do you ever say? Heichin, he prepared for all the chama. That's the only thing he prepared for. Z'orei chama, you wake up in the morning, you see the sun. No, Hashem says, I prepared it. What are you preparing for me? I could have just did it. I prepared it before I made it. What are you preparing before you do it? Mizmach Shem is Adrom. Hulal Shem Hashem. Not easy. But you could try. Even the slightest thing will make the difference. Yeah.